Well, I'm 35. I found out last year in August that I was diagnosed with breast cancer, stage 2.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a hairstylist 5 or 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. And you're from here, huh?
Yes, I'm from New Orleans. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. And your mom was a hairstylist, you said, right?
Yes, and my mom is also a hairstylist. Yeah. I would just go with her to different hair shows. One day she was like, why didn't you go and get your license? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. That's what I need to do. That's what I should do, yeah.
Now, at some point, you shifted to wig design or something? You got really into that?
For me, I like to change up my hairstyles often. So wigs, I can just have any type of style. I can have longer hair if I want. Mm-hmm. I can have something short.
So using those skills, people looking at you would never know that you were going under some heavy treatment, right?
You can look at me and you really would not tell that I'm going through anything. And it was just because I had made up my mind after I found out, after I had my meltdown, that, you know, I didn't want to look like I have breast cancer. And I just kept that same spirit and that same mindset, you know, throughout my whole treatment, even now.
So, Nika, how did you find the lump? Was it at an appointment? Was it a self-exam?
I actually found my lump.
Okay.
Yeah, I found my lump. I went to my doctor, my OBGYN. He was just like, okay, well, let's just, you know, get you a mammogram and an ultrasound. And that doctor came in and she was just like, you know, I can't really tell what this is, so we're going to have to schedule you a biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, I went and did the biopsy. And, you know, the nurse kept saying, oh, it's going to take like 3 to 5 business days. I found out in 2 days,
wow,
like 2 days after that,
mm-hmm.
My doctor called and said, you have breast cancer.
And I know it seems like a silly question, but your initial reaction?
At first, I was like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. like, why is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
I was with my mom, so I had to tell her. And then it was, what is it that we have to do? Like, what are your options?
And where are you at as far as treatment right now, Nika?
I'm getting almost to the end of taking my chemo pills. I have to do radiation next. You know, that's 5 days a week that I have to do radiation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just ready, you know, to get that process over with, just to let my body heal from all the medicine that I'm taking, and just ready for that part to be over as well.
Do you feel like you have a good support system around you, Nika?
Oh, yeah. My mom, my grandmother, she calls me every day.
Mm-hmm.
She has sisters and she tells her sisters and they're asking about me every day, you know, to make sure that I'm good. And yeah, like my family has really been a really good support system.
I can't even imagine going through it without having a good support system. And I know that there are people who somehow have to manage to do that. Nika, do you have any words for our women who may be having a tough time of it right now?
Just don't let it affect you mentally. Your mental capacity really will help you through everything. Don't let it stop you from doing with everything that you do in life, and just continue to move on and just be graceful with everything that you do.
Be graceful with everything that you do. Nika, I'll take that. Thank you so much for your time today, Nika. I appreciate that. It's very generous for you to share your story. I wish you good health, Nika.
You know,
thank you.
I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayers, and you and your family, and I appreciate your time so much.
Thank you so much.